This is Golf with Jay Delsing. A two-time All-American at UCLA. A participant in nearly 700 PGA Tour events. 7 professional wins to his credit. Over 30 years of professional golf experience. A member of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. And with me is my buddy, longtime caddy, All-American at UCLA, author, former business owner, current business owner, caddied in over 100 PGA Tour events. And I know that's the big feather in your cap. Pearly, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Jay. Ready to get rolling here. Just more fun golf to talk about.
Yeah, right on. Again, we want to thank Darty Business Solutions. They're our title sponsor of the show. We so appreciate their support. And we even more so appreciate what they're doing in our community. They are just doing phenomenal stuff. Check them out, Darty Business Solutions. We also formatted the show like a round of golf. The first segment is called the On the Range segment, and it's brought to you by the Gateway section of the PGA. Allie and her team, great human beings, great supporters of the game, great stewards of the game, and we appreciate everything that they're doing for us throughout this region. We also want to thank Jeff Thornhill. He of TaylorMade Golf, he represents dozens of golf balls that go to our listeners. Send me an email, jay@jdelsinggolf.com. You will get a dozen TP5 golf balls if your name is drawn. Just put the word balls in the subject line or somewhere in the email, and we will enter your name. I also want to thank Danny Mack. He and I are dropping, we have dropped 4 episodes of Beyond the Fairways. Wherever you get your pods, check it out. Alan Shipnuck was our guest this past Wednesday, and we talked a lot about Phil Mickelson. Man, I don't know, John, how you describe Phil Mickelson other than it's kind of a tragedy. It's kind of a comedy and a tragedy in there. And but anyway, check that out, and we will be dropping Taylor Twelman next week. So this week we got to sit down with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. He of Folds of Honor, been on the show several times, over 1,800 trips in his F-18 as a fighter pilot. He's also a member of the PGA of America. He's also the founder of Folds of Honor, one of the coolest organizations in our country. So you're going to get to hear from him. But Pearl, we got to tell our listeners, this is your last show. This is our last show together.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a phenomenal. What has it been, Jay? 4 years? Has it been 4 full years?
It's been 4 years and 3 months. So we've done...
And we were sure of one thing after one show, we should have quit, right?
Yeah, exactly. We should have quit while we were ahead. It was... Now, folks are not going to be... They're not going to not get to hear you or me, Pearly. We are launching a new standalone show. It's all about Whack and Chase. And so we're going to have information to drop on that. So Pearly and I are going to be the click and clack of golf. We are going to do Whack and Chase. We are going to answer and solve all of your problems in about 10 minutes, right, Pearl? That shouldn't be too hard.
Well, what scrub have you got following me to take my place? Who's going to step into the huge shoes that I set forth with?
The person that is going to fill the huge shoes of John Perlesey, and he's really nervous about this, is going to be Danny Mack.
I think he's really nervous about it. What the hell happened?
Exactly. Probably the first month, Danny will fire me, and he'll just do the whole thing. So he'll be like, you guys suck. I don't know what you're doing. I'm going to take over and do this thing. But, yeah, it's a really neat opportunity, and to have someone with his broadcasting acumen, with his ability to do what he does with the shows and experience and Emmys, and, I mean, it goes on and on. It's neither you or I belong in that conversation, Pearl.
Well, it's been so exciting for me, Jay, first of all, to do the show with you for these years, but especially the last several months when Danny's been helping produce it, giving us guidance, etc. It's gotten so much more fun, so much easier, and I just am so excited for you to be able to work closely with him going forward. And, you know, once upon a time, we set out in this show for you to kind of stay in the game as you're playing less and less and stay relevant. And, man, that's happened in spades. You've just done wonderful things with this show, how it's branching out to other things, work on your relationship and do this thing with Danny. What a great thing going forward for the fans to listen to it, to all the folks that enjoy listening to the show. It's just a bonus for them going forward. I'm super pumped for you guys.
Oh, thanks, Pearl. Yeah, it's really going to be fun. It is really going to be fun. So the weather, John, it's we're getting there. Man, we're getting there. Let's tell the listeners a little bit about the state of your golf game. And then I'll chime in because
we were on such a high for a second.
I know.
We were on such a high for a second.
Now we're going to swoon a little bit with talking about the state of our golf games. But I have got myself back in the gym. I'm doing my training, getting ready for the Ascension Charity Classic. Can't wait for this September, but it's a long ways off, John. Where are you with your game? How's it feeling?
Well, like what you just said, Jay, I've been doing better hitting the gym as well. I got away from it, and the little bit I was playing and hitting balls, I really noticed that all of a sudden the club's feeling heavy. I couldn't do some of the things I want. I certainly didn't have the flexibility. You know, something, I hate to admit it, but at 63 years old, the body's just not going to do, you know, what I see those guys on the tour do. Not that it ever could do it with any consistency, but it just won't move it to the directions that it needs with the strength. So I've kind of doubled down on working out. It's helping. I feel a whole lot better to begin with, so that's a bonus on top of it. The other thing is, I think there's a certain amount of things that you have to accept, which I'm not very good at, but just accept that it's not going to be the same game. Don't look for the results I used to have. Find a way to enjoy it within what I have to work with. And I can't even believe I just said that out loud, but that's a big part of it. And that might be my biggest struggle going forward.
John, one of the things that I'm going to brag about you on to our listeners is how you have stayed committed to the program that you and I put together for your putting, because seeing your line and things like that have always been a challenge, even when you're playing a lot. But what is really impressive to me, like when we got together last year, you stayed with that program and your putting. We'll talk a little bit about the improvements.
Well, it's something I think a lot of guys our age can really deal with. You hear talking about the yips and choking and that kind of stuff, and there can always be some of that. But I just got so far out of whack with seeing my line, my setup, being diligent to the details of the putting stroke and the putting game. And I really kind of got back on the ball to where if I was going to be on the putting green, I was only going to work on several things. I've got a great exercise I do with the yardstick to help me kind of see my path and understand my path that much better. And it's just helped tremendously, Jay. Even the days when I'm not making a whole bunch, I'm not so fidgety and yippy out there. Those are the days where I just really don't want to play. I mean, it's really disheartening. So that's much of that, if not all that's gone away, which is just absolutely fantastic. And really, it's kind of fed the other way. My chipping's better, my pitching's better, that type of thing. You know what happens with the putter when it goes bad? It affects everything else in the game. And I'm kind of finding as it starts to get better, it's positively affecting everything in the game.
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely does. And John, when you're able to free that up to that next level, your hitting gets better. You're just much more relaxed instead of squeezing the daylights out of that grip when you're afraid to miss a green. You know, you miss a green, you're thinking it doesn't matter. I'm going to pitch it somewhere around the hole and knock it in. And it's absolutely a powerful kind of momentum, so to speak, that helps so much. We are going to do the tip of the cap. The tip of the cap segment's brought to you by Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood and our buddy Colin Burnt. Pearlie's got a Colin vehicle. I have a Colin vehicle. My daughter Jo has a Colin vehicle. And the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood can help you with any sort of car or automobile that you need. 314-966-0303. I'm tipping my cap, John, to you. Pearlie, thanks so much for doing the show. I really appreciate all the support, not only in the show, just in life. One of my dearest friends, and I so appreciate the fact we're aligned in so many ways. You growing the game, I'm trying to grow the game. We're trying to spread the word about some of the great benefits that this game has given to us, and it's awesome to have you as a spokesperson with me doing it. I'm just tipping my cap to you, and I really appreciate it. And again, the tip of the cap was brought to you by the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Pearlie. That's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. Don't go anywhere. We've got the great Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
That was On the Range with Jay Delsing. For news on the latest golf equipment, tips, and to ask Jay a question, log on to jdelsinggolf.com. Coming up, it's the Front Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
I love having Doherty Business Solutions as the title sponsor of the Golf with Jay Delsing show. You already know that they're the number one largest IT consulting firm and the largest software developer in the St. Louis region. You also know that there are over 2,500 Darty teammates in 30 states and 3 countries around the world. But what you may not be aware of is what Darty Business Solutions does right here in our own community. They were the sponsor for the first Advocate PGA event at Glen Echo this past September. Darty Business Solutions was also a presenting sponsor of the Ascension Charity Classic. They have created Access Point, which builds diversity in the IT workforce. This is a game changer in our community. Literally, hundreds of mostly young African-American women are getting $50,000 to $60,000 per year jobs right out of high school, and that training begins in high school. Darty Business Solutions believes talent is equally distributed, but access to that opportunity is not. Ron Darty, our founder at Darty Business Solutions, is the chair of the 2023 Heart Ball, supporting the local American Heart Association Foundation. These are just a few examples of the positive things Darty Business Solutions is doing right now in our community.
The Legends of Golf return to St. Louis in 2023. You won't want to miss one of the strongest fields in golf. Ernie Els, Steve Stricker, Bernard Langer, John Daly, and many more when they compete for the 2023 Ascension Charity Classic title September 5th through the 10th at historic Norwood Hills Country Club. All proceeds benefit area charities. Together, we were able to donate over $1 million to those most in need last year. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Hey, this is Jay Delsing for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros on the PGA Tour use. SSM Health Physical Therapy has the Titleist Performance Institute trained physical therapist that can perform the TPI screening on you, as well as use the K-Vest 3D motion capture system. Proper posture, alignment, etc. can help you keep your game right down the middle. We have 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at SSMPhysicalTherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance, and you are listening to Golf with my friend, Jay Delsing.
This is the Front Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing. The Front Nine is presented by the Ascension Charity Classic, September 5th through the 10th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Find out more at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
I'm sitting down, amazing for me to say, you're my dear friend, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. Lunan, thank you for joining me this morning, man.
Jay, I'm blessed to be with you. As the father of daughters, we have 9 between us. So God had great stuff in store for us, and I'm glad we're on this walk together. And there's some chatter in the background because I am live from the PGA Merchandise Show in the Puma booth, where they build a little brand called Volition America. And I'm going to start out with a little story if you give me a second.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Plus, Puma is a great friend of mine. They've taken great care of me. I love those peeps.
So my junior year at the University of Kansas, my college professor walks in to Sports Psych 101. Dr. David Cook is his name, and he's worked with a lot of golfers through the years, but he was just a young professor, and he walked into this room full of all these athletes, and he goes up to the whiteboard and he writes this word volition on the board. And he turns around, he said, hey, can anybody tell me what the word volition means? And obviously, you know, nobody knows. He said, well, it's the most powerful word in the world. He said, volition is the power of choice. And every day you wake up with two things. You got a choice and a chance. And the choices that you will make will culminate to write the legacy of your life. And that moment is, I call them moments of synchronicity, chance with a purpose. When God puts someone in your path that changes it forever, he armed me with this power of volition. And to take it full circle to where I am right now in the Puma booth, I am standing next to the brand called Volition America that Puma makes. And they donate a percentage of the proceeds back to benefit Folds of Honor. And when I pitched them on this brand 6 years ago, I said, I want to walk in my closet and put something on that represents who I am and gives me a push out the door in this battle of life. And I want everybody to understand that our choices are the ultimate empowerment in our lives. And they said, hey, we're all in. And this brand is nuts. You see Gary Woodland wearing it, Kyle Westmoreland wearing it on the PGA Tour. Woodland won the U.S. Open in it. And if you want to see an awesome brand in golf, check out Volition American. If you want to, it's cool. It's got fighter jets on it. And it's red, white, and blue. It is who we are, God and country with no apology. And I just wanted to kick off with that story since I'm standing right next to it here at the PGA show.
It couldn't be better. Now, I knew that Gary was a Puma guy, but I didn't know about the clothesline. And they have been super kind to me. I'm going to have to get on the horn with my contact and get a little bit of this. I love this idea, man.
It is a uniform for life, Volition America.
Man, I got to tell you, I sit here and I'm looking at the notes that I've taken for you. And I mean, you could sit back and take a quick nap as I go through some of these. But the White House Presidential Volunteer Service Award, the Air National Guard Service Award, Ellis Island Medal of Honor. I mean, PGA's first ever Patriot Award. The National Guardsman, Oklahoma Guardsman of the Year. Man, I mean, it just goes on and on. But what I love the most about what you do is you've spent over 1,800 hours in an F-16 for flight time protecting our country, but you're also a member of the PGA of America. There's no one like you out there.
Yeah, well, I'm a rare bird, right? I'm a one of one that put those two things together as a club professional and a fighter pilot. But the cool thing is, Jay, you know, I had no idea at the time when I was dreaming of that as a boy that God would put it together to have such an impact at Folds. And yeah, I'm like, hey, I appreciate the nice words on, you know, maybe a few things that I've accomplished in life. But I'll tell you, I just turned 50 and I'm way more excited to talk to people about what they've overcome than anything you've accomplished, because that's what defines us along the journey, not our resume of life, but you know, what we do every day when it doesn't go our way. And I'm just, you know, grateful to God that he continues to give me energy and most importantly, a resilient heart to push through the challenging times and make an impact. And for me, you know, it really boils down to three things every day. Can you combine passion, aptitude, and impact? And if we can do those three things, passion, aptitude, and impact on a daily basis, you will live a full life. And I'm blessed to get to do those in golf and still serving in the military, but especially, you know, our ministry at Folds of Honor, where we sent, you know, over 9,000 families to school this year, about $45 million out the door. And we raised millions for these scholarships through the game of golf, which is just so dang fulfilling as someone like you that's been around golf your whole life. To see the game mobilize in such a positive way.
It just takes my breath away when this game is so giving, and it's unlike any other, and I'm a honk on this. I talk about it. People are probably tired of listening to it, but I'm not stopping anytime soon. $45 million to these families, and how much over the course of the entire journey for Folds has hit and impacted our heroes' families?
Yeah, it's about $225 million out the door in scholarships to spouses and children who've had somebody killed or disabled defending our freedoms. And Jay, we just added the same scholarship program for first responders this year. So our first class of first responders will start this spring. And none of it's possible without our relationship with the PGA of America. And, you know, they believed in me sitting above my garage 15 years ago when I had this idea for Folds of Honor. None of this, you cannot put a lens of common sense on any of this. The only lens you can put on this for everybody out there listening is if you have the courage and faith to go before you're ready, I'm convinced that God conspires for you, and just so blessed to be on this journey.
You know, the go before you're ready, we talked about that last time we were together, and that is so powerful, isn't it? Because with that shows a tremendous amount of faith, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it does. You said it perfectly. I got nothing to add to that, Jay.
No, it just strikes me, though, because our game, you know, who would have thought as young little boys running around trying to figure out a five iron and a new putter and all of this, that, and the other thing, and throwing rocks and, you know, swimming in lakes and all the things we do here in the Midwest, that this game would bite us and take a hold of us. And now we're talking $220 million that Folds has given away. And we've also got the Patriot in Tulsa to talk about American Dunes in New Haven, Michigan. I mean, it just keeps going.
It was so cool. So I just got to spend the day with Mr. Nicholas at the Bears Club day before yesterday. And we talked about this golf church, American Dunes, which you mentioned up in Grand Haven, Michigan. Only golf course in the history of the world that was built with two purposes, to create awareness and money for Folds of Honor. And tonight at the House of Blues for our annual party here in Orlando to thank the PGA golf professionals and all the industry that supports us, we'll make a $1.1 million donation from American Dunes to Folds of Honor. There's never been anything like this, and that is year two of operation. And really cool, too, our head professional there is getting the Merchandiser of the Year Award by the PGA of America, the big national award down here today. So it's just proof, like, when you get out there and you are trying to serve God and do good, extraordinary stuff happens in your life.
That is amazing. I can remember having you on the show, 3 years ago and talking about this vision. And you know, the great Jack Nicklaus had just agreed to donate his time. And now we're talking about a seven-figure donation. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's divine, I'll tell you, when you witness every day. And I hope that's the theme everybody hears from me, that when you give glory to God and you just try to align yourself on that path, there's an extraordinary life force that's available to all of us. And this American Dunes, I mean, it was a total pipe dream. I was, you know, in the process of going bankrupt with the current golf course. You know, I had people write me letters that they were going to sue me. And I reach out to Jack and I'm like, Jack, what if we could reimagine this whole thing? And I was honest. I said, but I'm in real trouble here. And Jack's like, hey, brother, I'm in. I'm going to waive my $3 million fee and let's go make this happen together. And so often in my life, and I think just in humanity, Jay, like, the best stuff has to come from the ashes smoldering, right?
True,
when you've
man.
Got nothing left. And Scott Tolley, who's Jack's manager forever, is with me, standing next to me right now. And he said, I can't believe we did this so quickly. We were talking about American Dunes when we were with Jack. And I was like, I had no alternative, right? I mean, the house was on fire. But how often in our life that, like, it's such chaos that it forces you, the universe pushes you into motion, so you don't have time to sit there and plan and get it all done. You just have to react and trust your heart and go. And that is American Dunes. I mean, it would have probably been a 10-year project if you would have had all the time in the world to do this and plan it out and pull it off. But literally from first meeting to opening day was under 3 years in American Dunes. And we're donating $1.1 million, and never would I have dreamed in that moment of just dark despair when I approached Jack Nicklaus that something so beautiful would come from the ashes.
I mean, there's not a better example living in our lives of going before you're ready. I mean, like you said, there are certain circumstances that cause us to do that, and thank God. Thank God for that.
Yeah. So who's listening out there, if you got something burning down in your life, it's burning down for a reason. Take action. Don't sit there in the fire.
How is the books? A two-time author, you've got A Patriot's Calling, My Life as an F-16 fighter pilot, and then we also have Fly Into the Wind. I just love some of the stuff. I'm just looking at some of the notes from the last time we talked about your books, and I think you have an acronym, CAVU, CAVU, Ceiling Invisible, Invisibility Unlimited. I mean, there's just so much tied into what you're doing, Dan, that is really messages to help people in their lives and make a difference.
Yeah, so CAVU is my life anthem. And it is a fighter pilot acronym, stands for Ceiling Invisibility Unlimited, which you mentioned. But for me, it's how I live my life. You know, it's a code of living that was born in the battlefields in my life and in Iraq. But I literally, it is my life's calling to share its creation, its application, and its life-changing power with people. When you live intentionally and Fly Into the Wind maps out how you can live a life that is true to yourself and not the life that others expect of you, and combine passion, aptitude, and impact on a daily basis. This little book is in its third print. at HarperCollins, and I get, you know, testimonials weekly, if not daily, and at the highest level, I'll tell you, Jay, this book has saved people's lives. People have reached out and said, I was going to take my own life, and I read your book, and I have a new vision moving forward, because I wrote this book in, like, the darkest 10-year storm of my life, where everything was burning down, and figured out a way to control your day regardless of the circumstances happening around you, and live your best life staying true to yourself. And it's just it's a beautiful read. They're not my words, Jay. God put those words through me. He put them on a piece of paper, and they are helping people in just extraordinary ways, whether excel at the highest level or find your way out of the storm. I just love hearing what people have to say. And the whole title of the book goes back to a question my dad asked me when I was 12 years old, when I said, hey, I want to be a golf pro and a fighter pilot. And he said, son, And most people would have laughed. Most people would laugh. But he just looked at me and said, can you tell me which way an airplane takes off? And I'm like, Dad, I think it's into the wind. He said, that's exactly right. And when we understand that in life, the common denominator of all humanity is you will face great challenge and resistance, but God doesn't put it there to keep you down. He puts it there to help you ascend in life. You take off into the wind for a reason. You need that resistance in order to ascend. And that's the premise of this book. But it's so much deeper than that. It's, how to live a life that's true to yourself. So, I love talking about that, and I run that play every day of my life, taboo.
What's interesting is that if you're able to provide peace of mind, it's everything, because with that will come clarity, with that will become purpose, with that you'll able to live your life with passion, aptitude, impact. And when there's not peace in the internal house, everything seems upside down, and I've experienced it multiple times. I know you have as well. And this is the sort of stuff that this book, that this vision, that this journey that folds and everything is on. We are talking about arming our friends and our community with these tools on how to live their life better.
And your peace is not based on circumstance. There's a Buddhist term called dukkha. And dukkha, basically, the analogy is if you have a cart behind you and one of the wheels is out of round, it's always going to be lumpy. Peace comes from accepting that dukkha will never go away. Your life will always be full of problems, but they're not problems. The acceptance of that fact, that's how you get peace in your life. And people are always trying to make things better and fix things, which is fine, but you have to accept that there are going to be problems. And that is where peace comes from. And if you can't accept the problems in your life, you will never be at peace. You will be in constant unrest.
Oh, man. That is just wonderful.
That was The Front Nine, presented by the Ascension Charity Classic. Coming up, it's The Back Nine and More of Golf with Jay Delsing.
The official vehicle provider of the Golf with Jay Delsing show is the Dean Team. The Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. They provide me, Pearlie, and our families with all of our cars. The reason we went with the Dean Team is because we could trust them. We knew at the Dean Team they were going to take care of us, and they have. They made the entire car buying experience so simple. It was more than just simply selling us a vehicle. The Dean Team made our car buying experience seamless and enjoyable throughout that entire process. The Dean Team has the complete car buying steps done before you head into their showroom. They're ready to answer all your questions and set your mind at ease when buying a vehicle. At the Dean Team, they offer new, pre-owned, and all the services included with your Dean Team purchase. When you're with the Dean Team, they become lifelong friends. The Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood, located at Manchester Road in Kirkwood. The Dean Team.
Hi, this is Peter Jacobson, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing. To connect with Jay, log on to jaydelsinggolf.com. You'll see the latest in equipment, find the latest innovations in golf, and get tips from a PGA professional. That's jdelsinggolf.com.
This is Jay Delsing. Did you know that Marcon is the largest authorized appliance parts distributor in the world? That's right, the largest in the world. Did you know that Marcon is based right here in our backyard of St. Louis, Missouri? While that's pretty impressive, what's more impressive is the way that they give back to the St. Louis community and our region. CEO Jim Sowers has donated service dogs to the wounded servicemen and women of our armed forces. Suites at St. Louis Blues games have been donated and auctioned off, in which all proceeds were given to the Backstoppers. Then there was the Marcon Police and Firefighters viewing deck at the Ascension Charity Classic this past year. It was a huge success, so much so that it's being implemented on other tour stops around on the PGA Tour. To Jim Sowers and his incredible team at Marcon, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Marcon, a proud sponsor of the Golf with Jay Delsing Show.
This is the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing. The Back Nine is presented by Pro-Am Golf, located in Brentwood. See what Pro-Am Golf can do for you.
And this is the second part of our interview with Dan Rooney. So let's talk. You're down at the PGA Show, and we were talking about just the fire that burns inside of you and burns inside of us to tell this story. It's got to make you feel great to see, in the midst of a global pandemic, golf is just rocking.
I know, Jay, you and I have been around the sport for our life. And I will say it's always been in this slow descent. And you're like, oh my gosh, are we going to make it out? This is our livelihood. This is our passion. And to see something so good come out of the pandemic is the game of golf is just in a revival. And that's all the buzz you hear in the background here. If it's coming through my earpiece, I'm live at the PGA Show, and it's just on fire. You know, there are, massive miles of booths, new brands, people all over the place, golf professionals, industry leaders. And it's just so exciting to see our game on this ascent and how it reconnected and connected with so many new people as a result of the pandemic. And man, it's just good for my soul, because you and I know it's the greatest game on earth. And as my dad said, if the world played more golf, it'd be a much happier place.
You know, in this world, we hear this, the term unintended consequences. And when you start thinking about the term global pandemic, which never really came across my radar at any point in time, and this happens to us, and this unintended consequence of golf just taking off and almost being fell, it almost feels like it's being reintroduced to our society. Man, it's amazing to see.
Yeah, it is. My priest uses the term old felix culpa, which is Latin for happy fault. But obviously that applies to our life in so many ways. But when you think something is terrible, it's not going your way, but it turns out in an extraordinary way, it reminds us all that God's in control. And it's just such a blessing to see this game of golf thrive and all the good stuff that the game represents. And it just, you know, warms my heart, and I just hope we continue this trajectory.
I think we can. So let's talk, Dan, about some of the other relationships that you have within the golf space, because I know you're at the Puma booth, and those guys have been, they're phenomenal people, and they make great clothing, by the way. But talk a little bit about some of the other relationships you have.
Oh, we've got so many great relationships out there. You know, our pillars, obviously, I talked about Puma and Volition America. Titleist is an incredible supporter, have been proud partner of Team Titleist, member as an advisory staff. Looking over here, Easy Go Golf Cars, huge supporter of ours, and just goes on and on. Just so blessed. 2 Under, I'm looking around and I see our partners everywhere. 2 Under underwear, they're the best, right?
Oh yeah.
A-head hat, Revo sunglasses right there. I mean, it's nuts to see all the people that have come to this tribe of doing good and using the game of golf that impacts literally thousands of lives is it's a blessing.
And Dan, the partnerships. I mean, it goes on and on. Not only Puma, but you've got so many relationships that are helping with this mission.
Yeah, so such a, you know, proud. I've been a Titleist staff member on the advisory board for them for years. Huge hold supporter. Great connection to all our PGA golf professionals across the country. I'm just looking around here. Easy Go Golf Cars, Revo, Bushnell, massive supporter. Their Patriot packs. Just goes on and on. Two Under Underwears right over here. I'm looking at them. They're a great supporter. And I think all of us, right? You want to have a passion and aptitude, but you want to make an impact. And Folds gives these companies an opportunity to make an impact. And it's an amazing stat, though. It's like 70% of consumers now will make a buying decision based on what a product stands for. And golf is really picking up on the fact that, man, you got to have a cause bigger than, you know, making your profit margin every year. And Folds is blessed to be positioned as a great one for people to choose.
You know what? It strikes me, Dan, that there's not that many, you know, we're competitive, we're males, we're in a capitalistic market. There's not that many situations that are truly win-win. And what you're talking about and what Folds and you guys have created at Folds, it's truly a win-win for everyone. And man, it just strikes me as it's the beauty of the game of golf and the beauty of what Folds represents and stands for.
You bet, Jay. And you know, your hometown there, St. Louis, our number one corporate sponsor is Anheuser-Busch. And they're a perfect example, right? They turn Budweiser red, white, and blue every summer, put the folded flag on it, and they donate a dollar for every case sold back to us. They've donated over $24 million, sharing part of the upside of consumers when they pick up Budweiser. What an easy way to serve your country, but that is the best, you know, example of effective cause marketing. I think one of them I've ever seen in my life. People want to buy something that makes a difference in other people's lives that they enjoy.
Schnucks is also doing great things for Folds. They're a super big-hearted family here in town that, you know, it's hard not to turn a corner and see something that the Schnucks family hasn't contributed to our society.
Yeah, they're an amazing family. Blessed to call them dear friends, and they're life changers. Over $1 million a year donated by customers rolling in and rounding up their purchase at Schnucks every summer. And you know, St. Louis is like my second hometown. Great friends like you up there, but so much amazing support, and says a lot about really what St. Louis is about and the people that live there.
It's just fun to feel like we're all part of this. You know, we're pushing and pulling on this rope the same direction. And when you start talking about $220 million, you know, in the history of Folds, it just makes you feel proud.
Yep, it does, Jay, man. The game we love, making a difference. There's nothing better than that.
Let's talk just a little bit about Patriot Golf Day, because that's one of my favorites. I have a love for so much of what you're doing, but that is a pretty special day.
It is. It's golf's most heroic round, right? You've played golf at the highest level. You know, it's probably the most myopic sport there is, right? But this is the day where you get to go play to say thank you for your freedoms to our military, to first responders that come and, you know, rescue us in our most challenging moments. It's over Memorial Day weekend. Every year we partner with the PGA of America, and it is just extraordinary. We've raised over $50 million. Average donation is a couple dollars when people play golf, but it is the engine that drives the impact we make at Folds of Honor. And it truly is golf's most heroic day.
And Dan, I think it's really important for our listeners to understand, listen, $1, it's okay. You can give a dollar. Don't walk by the basket or the bucket or whatever the heck is on that first tee in some of your smaller places and think that your donation is too small. We'll take it and it will get added up, and it's like the beginning of something great.
It is. And more importantly than that, you can just go on your smartphone, patriotgolfdays.com, and make a donation there. It's easy. And, you know, I would say it's not really something you do, Jay. This is a demonstration of who you are. And that is why Patriot Golf Days are such an opportunity for us over that weekend, where we recognize 1.1 million veterans who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. You can say thank you to their families, giving them the gift of an education for the sacrifices that they have made. And you can just go out and tee it up, too, which is great. It's a great hall pass for all of us that love the game over Memorial Day weekend.
And, you know, the adage that freedom ain't free. And boy, when you get to – I've had the privilege of doing some stuff with David Faraday and some of his troops first and meeting these men and women heroes that come back so broken, Dan, and so and the attitudes that to the individual – this guy's possessed. I walk away never feeling better in my entire life. I'm a better man. I'm a better human because of these men and women and what they've done and me just getting to hang around with them for 5 minutes.
Yeah, they do, Jay. We are all blessed, right?
Oh, man.
Use the game to make a difference. So I love coming on and sharing those stories with you.
I so appreciate your time. This has been Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, Folds of Honor. We all know of it. Get on your smartphone anywhere you can to make a donation. Have a blast down at the show, buddy. Can't wait to have you on again. Hug the girls. And we got to play a round of golf together this year sometime.
All right. We're going to do it this summer, Jay. Absolutely. We'll either have you to American Dunes or I'll swing through St. Louis and get to watch your awesome game, brother. Love you. Hug those girls. And thanks again.
This has been the Back Nine presented by Pro-Am Golf. We'll make the turn into the clubhouse and head into the 19th hole. That's next on Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Jay Delsing, and if you're like me, you're always looking for the best ways to improve your game. That means getting the best, most up-to-date equipment you can find in golf. You can find that equipment at Pro-Am Golf. Pro-Am Golf is located in Brentwood. And since Pro-Am Golf opened in 1975, they have been more than just selling golf equipment. Pro-Am Golf is dedicated to helping build your game inside and out. Pro-Am Golf can custom fit all your clubs specifically to your build. They offer private one-on-one lessons, and they carry golf gear for every part of your game. That means clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, accessories from all the major brands. I get asked all the time by golfers, where should I go get fitted for clubs? And I tell everyone to head to Pro-Am Golf. They're the best in town. And make sure you ask for CJ. That's Pro-Am Golf. Visit ProAmGolfUSA.com. That's ProAmGolfUSA.com.
This is Paul Azinger, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Legends of Golf return to St. Louis in 2023. You won't want to miss one of the strongest fields in golf. Ernie Els, Steve Stricker, Bernard Langer, John Daly, and many more when they compete for the 2023 Ascension Charity Classic title September 5th through the 10th at historic Norwood Hills Country Club. All proceeds benefit area charities. Together, we were able to donate over $1 million to those most in need last year. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Powers Insurance and Risk Management combines 200 years of experience and cutting-edge products to deliver exceptional service, value, and clarity to their clients. Powers Insurance will deliver the highest quality property and casualty insurance programs and strategic planning consultation services in the industry. Insurance can be overwhelming and confusing. It can be tough to understand. Powers Insurance simplifies it for you and your business. Powers Insurance and Risk Management will partner with you by providing ongoing assistance, consultation, and service that will help you control your insurance expenses and your workplace safety. Find out how Powers Insurance can help you. Visit powersinsurance.com. That's powersinsurance.com. Hey, this is Jay Delsing for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros on the PGA Tour use. SSM Health Physical Therapy has the Titleist Performance Institute trained physical therapist that can perform the TPI screening on you, as well as use a K-Vest 3D motion capture system. Proper posture, alignment, etc. can help you keep your game right down the middle. We have 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing, and let's head to the 19th hole.
Hey, we're back. John is with me. This is Jay, and this is Golf with Jay Delsing. We're headed to the 19th hole. Pearl, Dan Rooney, go ahead. Take a shot.
Well, the biggest one I think we both agree with is go before you're ready. You know, there's some parts of that line that makes me nervous to go like, well, not really, you don't want to. But a lot of life, you do have to kind of go before you're ready. You've got to take that next step. You've got to walk into the clouds when you don't really know what the next step is. Such a great interview that you did with him. What an interesting guy. And he went with it before he was ready in some cases, but other cases, he went because he had no other choice but to go forward, which is also awesome.
Right. And I mean, it doesn't, and John, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're completely ill-prepared. It just means you've got those knots in your stomach. You're just unsure, and it's okay.
Absolutely. It's just such a great message. You know, when I was listening to him, I was remembering some of the times we had different discussions about guys, you know, handling pressure and that kind of stuff. I remember one of the first times I ever ran into it. There was a senior on a basketball team right before I was going to high school, and he was just a phenomenal player. And I was sat with his dad one night during one of his last games as a basketball player at the high school I was going to attend. And I just said to his dad, I said, you know, your son is just so calm all the time. He's just amazing how he handles this pressure. And he looks at me and said, he pukes for at least an hour before every game. It's almost scary how violently ill he gets. It's just amazing what people go through, yet still get the job done.
And it's also amazing, John, that, you know, everyone thinks that the other guy's not dealing with it, or it's unique to them, and it's not. I mean, a couple weeks ago, we had Terry Grosch on the phone, and he was on the show, and he was talking about how Jack Nicklaus told him that he's crazy upset and fidgety and anxious in the first 3, 4, 5 holes every single round that he plays. So the greatest of all time gets like that. I mean, why wouldn't everybody else?
Well, you would always tell me about it to kind of celebrate that, which was very difficult for me, because at the end of the day, I've had times in those situations where I wasn't nervous. Man, it didn't turn out very good. There wasn't the energy there. There wasn't the sharp focus there. There wasn't the determination. So you do need to embrace that. That's really your mind getting your body ready, and it's something that we need to learn to embrace, don't you think?
Oh, 100%, John. I used to tell my girls that when you start feeling those butterflies and you start feeling that, that's your body's signal to tell you there's something in your life coming up that's either important or meaningful to you. So let's pay attention. That adrenaline, that, I mean, and then and to understand that feeling can run through your body and you can still perform. It doesn't mean you're flawed or you shouldn't be doing it. It means you're alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, there are a lot of great things in that interview. And Jay, you do need to go up to Grand Haven. Take one of your groups, get one of your big wheel corporations and go up there and play that golf course. It's interesting as heck. It's an experience that you haven't had before, and it's got such a great story behind it that I hope you do it. I think you'd have a great time. I did it with a couple buddies a couple years ago when it was very new, and my guess is the more of the grasses that have grown in and the more maturity, it's only going to be even better than we experienced.
Oh, I bet. And I would love to do that. I would absolutely love to do that. And how about the numbers, John, and the millions and millions of dollars for education for the families of our fallen? I can't honk that enough. It's just so cool.
Dan Rooney did a great job with that. But man, the way he describes it, Nicklaus was kind of the key to so much of it, wasn't he? Just lending his name and kind of giving Rooney that lifeline right when it was needed most, really as a last resort.
You know, John, it's so interesting. It reminds me of our dear friend that would taught us that when the pupil is ready, the teacher appears. And not to get too deep into some of the stuff that we talk about off the show, but I mean, it's amazing how you put things out in the universe, life, God, however you want to look at it, and how that void gets filled, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic. It apparently, it's the way that it works most of the time, whether we're aware of it or not.
No, and I think you know, the old sage Sally Forbes used to talk to us about things like that. And I won't speak for you, but you could imagine some of the eye rolling that I used to do because, you know, I already knew everything.
It's a beautiful thing to know everything until you realize you don't really know much of anything, isn't it?
Nothing at all. I mean, John, it also reminds me of walking in with you and Pavin and being disgruntled a little bit because we had to sit down in front of Coach John Wooden and listen to him talk to us again.
Don't bring that up. That's one of the best times of my life. It's also one of the most embarrassing times of my life. On how I handled that. I mean, nobody knew how I handled it other than me because I wanted to probably go have a beer or something like that instead of it. But, yeah, missed opportunities in life for sure.
Yeah, oh, man, when I think back, you know, John, one of the things that I talked to Dan Rooney about and he talked on the show is this Patriot Golf Day. And one of the things that's just amazing – we talk about this all the time, but here's another aspect, John, of how golf provides and how golf, it just supports. I mean, to make that kind of money, what did he say? $15 million in a single day over this Patriot Golf Day and idea. It's just remarkable. And it also talked, you know, John, in this country that we live in, and we are not going to get political on this show by any stretch, but Pearl, we live in such a phenomenal country and with so much giving. There are so many charitable people out there. It'd really be cool if somewhere along the line, instead of talking about murders and carjackings and things like that, somebody talked about that, because people are giving of themselves, of their time, of their resources, to huge levels every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. The country's phenomenal for that. And this, the Folds of Honor gives the rest of us an opportunity to kind of participate, which is, I think, why it's so popular.
Yeah, it really does. And to think of, you know, John, Dan Rooney is the only person in the world that is a member of the PGA or any sort of PGA and a fighter pilot.
I don't even know where to go there. One is cool and fun and appropriate. The other thing is the fighter pilot part is just so elite. It's hard to even make a comparison to anything.
I know. And when you start thinking about that combination, you're like, how did that happen? But that's the sort of uniqueness that this guy provides. And then for him to take those two things and create Folds. Wow. Just a remarkable guy and a true patriot for sure.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that we've had him on the show a couple times, and I'm sure he's somebody you're going to keep in the Rolodex for a long time to come because he keeps doing fantastic things that I know you want to support with your show and all of your efforts.
Absolutely. All right, Pearl. So these last couple minutes, we're going to talk about this new venture that we're doing together. It's called Whack and Chase. You can go to whackandchase.com. We are going to be the click and clack of golf. For you folks that don't know who Click and Clack are, they were these brothers that had one of the, if not the longest, one of the longest shows on National Public Radio where they diagnosed car issues for people on the radio. You're going to call in. John and I are going to diagnose your golf issues, and we are going to have a ball at it while we do it.
Yeah, we probably did, 30 of them or something like that, Jay, through the last 4 years on the Golf with Jay Delsing show. They were a lot of fun, and they're all over the place. Sometimes it's just kind of a subtle conversation with a little tidbit here and there, maybe something in the caller's lives had to do with golf. Other times, it was roaring funny. I was listening to some of them last night as we're working to edit some of them for the promo, and I'm sitting there kind of listening to these as my wife's watching TV, and I am belly laughing out loud. It's just so fun to hear some of the stories and the ideas that people have and perspectives that they have with themselves and golf. And I thought you and I did a couple nice jobs asking questions and kind of prompting them in the right direction. It's really about having fun, not to make fun with anybody, but to have fun. And at the end of the day, they get a golf lesson from what are you, 35-year PGA pro, and it really helped their game. So I think it's a nice combination.
I think we can really help them too, John. I think we can really give them some tips and have some laughs. So it's going to be a blast. Whackandchase.com. You're going to have the opportunity to book a phone conversation with us and have a lot of fun. Pearl, thank you again for the 4+ years of doing the show. You know I love you. I so appreciate being with you. The show wouldn't is not going to be the same without you.
Yeah, it'll be a hell of a lot better, I hope.
It'll probably be a little better. No, anyway, really appreciate it. That's going to wrap up another show. But, folks, don't forget about Whack and Chase, and don't forget about next week. We will, Danny Mac and I will be starting, I guess, an old new adventure together. So appreciate all you listening, and hit them straight, St. Louis. I love having Daugherty Business Solutions as the title sponsor of the Golf with Jay Delsing show. You already know that they're the number one largest IT consulting firm and the largest software developer in the St. Louis region. You also know that there are over 2,500 Daugherty teammates in 30 states and 3 countries around the world. But what you may not be aware of is what Daugherty Business Solutions does right here in our own community. They were the sponsor for the first Advocate PGA event at Glen Echo this past September. Daugherty Business Solutions was also a presenting sponsor of the Ascension Charity Classic. They have created Access Point, which builds diversity in the IT workforce. This is a game changer in our community. Literally, hundreds of mostly young African-American women are getting $50,000 to $60,000 per year jobs right out of high school, and that training begins in high school. Daugherty Business Solutions believes talent is equally distributed, but access to that opportunity is not. Ron Daugherty, our founder at Daugherty Business Solutions, is the chair of the 2023 Heart Ball, supporting the local American Heart Association Foundation. These are just a few examples of the positive things Daugherty Business Solutions is doing right now in our community. Hey, do you like wine? Have you heard about the hottest new wine bar in St. Louis? It's called Wild Crush Wine Bar, and it's located in Town and Country on Clayton Road, just behind the Straub's. Have you ever experienced self-dispensing wine machines? Well, they are here. The only place in St. Louis and most of Missouri that you'll find them, and it's at Wild Crush. You can choose your size of pour, and Wild Crush will pour the freshest wine in the area for you. The organic argon gas system used at Wild Crush keeps this wine pristinely fresh for up to 60 days. So if you're tired of drinking wine that's been open for a few days, come into Wild Crush for the best and freshest wine selection in the area. Go to WildCrushSTL.com and come have one with us.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing. To connect with Jay, log on to JDelsingGolf.com. You'll see the latest in equipment, find the latest innovations in golf, and get tips from a PGA professional. That's JDelsingGolf.com.
The Legends of Golf return to St. Louis in 2023. You won't want to miss one of the strongest fields in golf. Ernie Els, Steve Stricker, Bernard Langer, John Daly, and many more when they compete for the 2023 Ascension Charity Classic title, September 5th through the 10th at historic Norwood Hills Country Club. All proceeds benefit area charities. Together, we were able to donate over $1 million to those most in need last year. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Hey, this is Robert Price with Elite Mind. And you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Jay Delsing. Did you know that Marcone is the largest authorized appliance parts distributor in the world? That's right, the largest in the world. Did you know that Marcone is based right here in our backyard of St. Louis, Missouri? While that's pretty impressive, what's more impressive is the way that they give back to the St. Louis community and our region. CEO Jim Sowers has donated service dogs to the wounded servicemen and women of our armed forces. Suites at St. Louis Blues games have been donated and auctioned off, in which all proceeds were given to the Backstoppers. Then there was the Marcone Police and Firefighters viewing deck at the Ascension Charity Classic this past year. It was a huge success. So much so that it's being implemented on other tour stops around on the PGA Tour. To Jim Sowers and his incredible team at Marcone, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Marcone, a proud sponsor of the Golf with Jay Delsing show. Hey, this is Jay Delsing for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros on the PGA Tour use. SSM Health Physical Therapy has the Titleist Performance Institute trained physical therapist that can perform the TPI screening on you, as well as use the K-Vest 3D motion capture system. Proper posture, alignment, etc. can help you keep your game right down the middle. We have 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.